love our group dynamic, and I think we're all so different, and like I love it so much, but I just think you're both the best, and I love you.
I love you too.
That was so hard for Adrian.
Yes.
Don't play with it. She's like, I love you. And welcome back to Millennial TV with Candace, Liz, and Adrian to part two of our listener Q&A. We're so excited that you're here, and we're so excited to be answering these questions for you. This is going to be more Laguna Beach podcast related questions instead of kind of a get to know us. So I hope you guys have fun. Okay, so this question is, upon watching Laguna Beach, is there anything you remember that you thought would be so different after graduating and it wasn't? And the IE was something relatable to girls who are graduating today.
I don't know if this is like related to just girls, but I feel like after high school, you think you're like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you think something's going to change. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you automatically think that you're going to like know everything and you're going to feel like an adult and like all grown up. And honestly, like I am 30 years old. I feel like I have just crossed the threshold of being an adult. But even sometimes I'm like, I think I'm still a young adult, but I think that's getting a little ridiculous at this point. So that like jump from teenager to like being an adult, like that does not happen upon graduation.
I feel like watching shows like that made me think that it was more accessible to like move to New York or move to LA, like right after high school. And like, it's not for everyone, you know? So, and I mean, it's okay to stay in your hometown for a while and go to community college if that's what you're going to do. Like, it's okay to do that. I don't know. I think I needed to hear that when I was younger because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to community college. Like, so lame. But like, it's fine. You'll get to where you're going eventually. And like, you don't have to go to LA or New York to have an impactful life.
And I think part of the reason why I thought that was because they showed Lauren having like 1 year of, you know, being in college. And then the next time you saw her, she was on the hills, like going out to party every night.
A whole adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vogue, like working immediately in the field of like her interest. And so it made you feel like you were going to jump in that like place of adulthood where you had your place. You lived with roommates, you were in like a very serious relationship right away. And a lot of us, like Candace, you stayed in your hometown, you went to community college.
I lived with my parents, like
And I went to university, but I still lived with roommates. There was no way I could afford to like go out and buy the things that like Lauren had, or like it definitely made me feel like I was like lame.
Absolutely.
Or missing out, or like not reaching like my goals. But that's actually not even, that's MTV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not real life.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, into perspective now, you know what I mean? Like, back then, I didn't know that, like, the internship was fake. I didn't know, or not fake, but, you know, set up for her. I didn't know that, like, certain things were manufactured for her. So I'm thinking, wow, this girl is, like, you know, my age, and she's doing amazing, and what the heck am I doing?
Yeah.
So you really have to look at things in perspective, and now I'm like, dude, almost everybody was doing what I was doing. Like normal people, you know, and I, you know, I thought I was going to move to New York and or LA. That was, like, the two options, and I was going to be an actress, and, you know, like, that takes money.
Yeah.
Like, time and effort that I didn't have, and you know, that's okay.
No wonder, like, the interns on the hills and the city were so pissed at these girls for, like, getting those jobs. Like, it just makes so much sense now.
Oh, my God,
yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Could you imagine?
I feel like, for me, it was a little bit different because I did move away, but I only moved because I moved with my mom. Like, I wouldn't have moved to San Diego if she wasn't moving to San Diego. But I feel like it's so important to remember, too, that, like, you are still so young that if you start in one field and then you change your mind, it's like, that's okay too. Because I went to community college for 2 years before I went to film school too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you feel like I'm committed, like this is what I'm going to do for forever. But like, that's not true. You don't have to do that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope girls graduating today have a little bit more, like, now that reality TV is so, like, we know it's manufactured, I hope that they know that also, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, yeah.
That they don't have to be emulating what they see on TV so much because it's not real.
Exactly. But that's not the norm.
Like, what's on TikTok? And that's even like
influencers and worse. Stuff. I know.
Yeah.
If we have any younger girls listening, I know our demographic is millennials, but if we do have any younger girls listening, go your own path. Do what makes you feel good and what feels good to you at the time, and not what your friends are doing or what you see on TV. That was really hard for me to learn. That was a hard lesson. If there are any graduating girls, first off, I wish you luck. And second off, just do you. Honestly, like, that sounds so stupid, but just do you. Like, what feels good to you. Don't do what everybody else is doing.
Yep.
Do what you want to do.
And you're not behind. Like, you've still got so much time ahead of
you.
Like,
so much
time. Is the best time for you to pursue whatever you want to do next.
And it will constantly feel like you're running out of time, because that's just like how especially women's like mind and bodies work, but you're not. You're not running out of time. You're really not. You're so young. Okay, so this question I love. It is just like the Jason and Jessica kiss heard around the world. What other moments in shows and movies made your jaw drop?
Did either of you guys watch The Jinx?
The Jinx.
Oh my gosh. It's on HBO. It's a documentary series. There's two seasons now. Each season has six episodes, but it's on Robert Durst, he murdered three people, but like, it's a whole thing. But the first season, the last episode of that show was literally a jaw-dropping moment at the very end where like, I was like speechless, like screaming at the TV. So if you guys haven't watched, and season two, honestly, was just as good and had as many moments like as that. Not to spoil anything, but they kind of like, the director of the show was able to like prove that he was guilty at the end of season one by like showing him stuff, and like I don't want to give too much away, but you have to watch it. It's so freaking good.
It sounds good.
Other than that, I was gonna say a lot of moments from Teen Mom, like Amber and Gary, or like anything with Janelle, like all of her fights and stuff like that.
Addie eating butter off the table.
Yes. And the Sweet and Low packets, like pouring Sweet and Low into her mouth.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines from Teen Mom, it was in the trailer, so everybody knows it, but it's Janelle. And it's actually in 16 and Pregnant, but they're standing outside and Barbara's telling her she doesn't want her boyfriend spending the night. And she says, Mom, nothing else worse can happen, Mom. And I like that always, you're staring at the TV in shock, like what?
Mm-hmm.
And of course Barbara says nothing. Cause like, and so that's a moment that I think of a lot because of the fact that I tweeted it once and then Janelle retweeted it, and I woke up to like many likes awesome. And comments. It was so funny. I didn't even tag her. So I had no idea that like,
that's great.
She retweeted it. So that was kind of cool. And then the other Janelle moment that runs on a loop in my head is her yelling at Barbara. Well, you weren't a good mom either, because I was the one who got pregnant at 16.
Gosh.
But other than that, I would say the thing that actually made my jaw like fall on the floor and like die, it's a Scandal spoiler. So if you haven't watched Scandal, close your ears for a hot minute. But it was the moment that Olivia told the press that she was the president's mistress. It was like so huge. It was something I was not expecting to happen at all. And I was in shock. I still haven't finished that show. I have like one season left because I just got off track with other things. But oh my God, I love Olivia Pope. I want to be her when I grow up. So yeah, that was a big moment for me for sure.
Where do you watch this show? Is that on Netflix?
It's on Hulu now. It used to be on Netflix.
Okay. Because I haven't watched it at all. Okay, cool.
The one I can think of is from the Netflix show, The Haunting of Hill House, which I love. And
oh my gosh,
whole...
that show's so good.
Season one was like fantastic. Like the storytelling was so good, how you found out what was happening in the story. And when they finally revealed who the bent neck lady was.
Yes.
Oh my God. I screamed. It was so good. Like it was just, it's my favorite like reveal on the TV show.
I didn't watch that show, but I know exactly what you're talking about because it's all I heard about for like months, the bent neck lady.
It's so good.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
That was like a perfect season of like scariness.
Is it like genuinely scary?
Yes.
Like I think you need to watch it with the lights on in the daytime, scary, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're someone that's like scared of scary movies, then definitely yes.
So I watch American Horror Story and I am pretty okay with it, but season two gave me nightmares. So I won't ever watch that season again.
American Horror Story is just like so weird. Like it is scary, yeah. but more weird than scary, but like this genuinely, like the story itself was scary.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like when it's the middle of the night and you wake up, my brain will like go to stuff like that. And then I'm like, it's okay. Terrifying.
So watch it in the daytime.
Yes. It's so good.
Is there anything that happened on either of the shows that you thought would actually happen to you or wished would have happened to you? Everything. I mean, right?
Everything.
Yeah. Just like being as cool as Lauren, honestly.
Wearing the clothes, just everything. Dances, Cabo.
Yeah, Cabo, the promposals.
Being Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically pulling any guy that like you looked at. Like,
yes.
Crazy.
I don't know if you guys have heard this because it's kind of like a weird, like niche thing, but on TikTok for a while, Gen Zers were doing this desired reality thing where they were trying to lucid dream essentially into their favorite shows or movies or books or whatever. And they would call it their DR. And some people got really into it and like were like, I have kids with Damon Salvatore in my DR because I live in Mystic Falls. Very odd, but I'm not judging.
Those are millennials. They're not Gen Zs.
Yeah. Really?
Damon Salvatore.
No, I swear to God, it was Gen Z. I am not trying to judge because I know millennials had weird things that we were into back in the day and thought were real, but I'm like, that's a little extra for me. I don't know. But they have this whole desired reality thing for a while. And like, honestly, if that was real, my desired reality would be Laguna Beach. I would just go and like live on the beach all day. And, you know, my boyfriend would be Trey. And, you know, like, you know, just, you know, having a good time in my DR.
You might be forced to wear some of his clothes, though, or like stuff from his fashion line.
I would, though, and I would think it was so chic. I'd be like, oh my God, tie around my arm. So cute. I'll model for you any day, babe. But yeah, I mean, who didn't want to be a character on Laguna Beach? Who didn't want all of those things to happen? Like, I mean, I got a promposal, but I'm sure you guys wanted those like super romantic promposals and like.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Yeah.
What do you think has been your favorite promposal that we've watched so far? Because that one sticks out in my mind as like my favorite.
I really liked Dieter's to Jessica and I liked Trey's to his girlfriend, Jessica.
Very romantic. He liked the like flower petals with the candles. Yeah. Thing. Very
but I
cute.
Would have thought like the gorilla thing was cute too. That just the any effort, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
very sweet, especially if it's somebody that I liked or that I was friends with. Unfortunately for me, it was like a guy that I was just like, oh, so embarrassed by, and I shouldn't have been, but I was, and like I didn't know him super well. We weren't really friends, so like it just made everything more awkward.
Yeah,
but yeah, if it was somebody that I was like friends with or like had a crush on, like oh my God, of course I would have been like a melted puddle on the floor. But yeah, I do like those romantic proposals, especially if you've been going out for a while or, you know, it's just, it's sweet. It's romantic. It's sweet.
What about you, Liz?
My favorite was Taylor when she thought her car was getting towed.
That was a good one.
Because she was genuinely like thought that was happening. There was one in season three that was good too, though, even though we're not there yet. I don't remember who the guy was, but because it was Kendra went with just a friend because Tyler was, you know, he was not in high school anymore, but he went to a tattoo shop and had the tattoo artist like do the whole like print on his side. Like he was going to get a tattoo that said prom on it. And the guy wrote it with a Sharpie and he was like, come to this tattoo shop. And she went in. Obviously she knew it was fake, but I was like, that's really cool. Like that took a lot of effort and was like very like I wouldn't have thought to do something like that.
It is cute.
Yeah,
it's thoughtful.
I really liked Alex M and Taylor asking Talon and Jason to winter formal, how they made them go on like that whole scavenger hunt throughout town.
Yeah,
I feel like that one took so much planning and so much like setting up that like if someone did that for me, marry me like right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I will go with you.
It is cute. Oh, and I I do. I know you don't like it, Adrian, but I do love Gary asking Morgan with the fish in the pool.
Oh, no.
It was cute.
We'll pull this one. How about that?
Yeah, let's pull it. And then I do just want to mention, I really did think that I was going to be having parties like the Black and White Affair.
Oh,
like legit. I thought that was going to be my life. And I tried to emulate it so many times. And like, I've talked about my 20th birthday before where I rented a hotel and I was like, this is happening. It was a suite at Embassy Suites. I was so stoked. And I wanted to do like Black and White. And my best friends were like, nobody's going to be wanting to wear formal wear if we're going to be drunk. And I was like, and she's like, we're going to want to be like comfy. And I was like, no, like we got to do formal wear because they did it on Laguna Beach. And they were like, no. So it ended up being pajama party themed. But yeah, I totally thought that we were going to have like all these like really fancy dinner parties and stuff. And like, of course, no, that never happened. So which Laguna Beach cast member were you most like in high school? But I want us to guess each other's first and then actually say who we were most like.
I mean, I feel like we know who yours is.
Yeah, it's I think that's very obvious. Easy. Yeah.
What, Jessica? Yeah.
Yes. Of course.
I mean, I was definitely a Jessica, but I feel like I also had like a little bit of Lauren in me and that I was kind of like the mom of the group because I was the one who was like, I'm not going to drink and I don't think you should either. Like in high school, you know what I mean? So I was definitely like a little bit of both, but I definitely had that like insecurity that Jessica had. So yeah, I definitely relate the most to Jessica and I was probably the most like her. Also a little bit of Alex M because I did theater.
That's true.
Yeah.
Adrian, I think that you were most like Taylor.
That's what I was going to say too.
Oh my God. That's literally what I was thinking too.
Really?
Yes. Oh my God. That's so scary that we actually know each other this well.
Yeah. I just think you were so chill and like probably just very like not about drama. You didn't really care about boys. You were just like, you were just like chilling, enjoying your life.
Yeah, whenever I watch Taylor on screen, I'm like, she definitely wasn't the most like dramatic or made for TV, let's say, but like she still had her like very good friends that she would like, you know, talk shit with or like be very close with. But in general, it wasn't like she was out there doing the most.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh my God. This is so scary.
That's so funny.
So you would say Taylor as well for yourself?
Yes. I was literally thinking that before you said we would guess each other's.
That's awesome. And I love that Liz was thinking it too.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Okay, Liz.
I know, I'm thinking. Oh, I know. Low.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I think
Liz
low.
Way nicer just like, than low.
No, okay, way nicer. But I think you have that like best friend energy. Like just the like true ride or die. Like I just feel like you're that person.
Okay, I'm only thinking this because we've had Rupert on the pod and because you're with Rupert and you're like into kind of like in my head Hollywood because you lived in LA.
Yeah.
But and I forget her name, the girl that was the videographer. I know she's not
even Claire.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like we're in that like kind
Claire.
Of
I yes, see that. I see that.
I totally
too.
See that. Totally. Yeah. That's funny because I didn't even think about her, but that's probably the one who I would most align with. Yeah.
In terms of main cast member.
Oh. Who like, I was thinking Alex H.
See? Best friend energy. See?
I think like Lo is a little bit more bubbly than I am, and Alex H is a little bit more like
you're
chill.
Right. You're, no,
back.
I want to change it. Alex H for sure.
But I do find, I think Lo's, that's a big compliment though.
I do. I just, you're very like honestly, I think Liz, I'm going to gush about you, but oh I genuinely think you're like one of the nicest people I've ever met. Like aww, I just, you have totally. Such nice energy and you're such like a, you're,
thank you.
You just come from like a good place. And like, I know you're a good person just like from like knowing you. Like, I don't know. I know that sounds like mushy and like weird, but like, I just,
no, it doesn't.
Like when I don't feel like that about people very often. There's like two people in my life that I've said that about. And I just, you're just one of those people that is just aww, warm. And like, you know, do you get that from her, Adrian? Like that vibe?
I understand totally. What you're saying.
When you say stuff, like your natural response reaction is just like so nice.
Yeah, like, sweet and like warm. And like if I ever like had a problem, like I know I could come to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I mean, Adrian, I love you too. I'm not trying to like gush about Liz. I just, it's, you're very different, but I just like, you're just warm and nurturing and like.
Very nurturing. Yeah. That is Liz. Wow.
Thank you.
Whereas like Adrian, like talking shit with you is my favorite thing on earth. Like I truly, like, I feel like we're kismet spirits in that way because we're both so mean. And I and don't take this offensively because I say this to Kelsey all the time. I'm like, we're such bitches. Like, we really are.
I feel that because sometimes I like talking about pop culture, especially, yeah. And about mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. And when you meet someone who doesn't match that energy or like
it's so hard.
Doesn't know anything, I'm it's just so like, hard. I'm like, do you not have a soul?
I'm like, do you have an opinion about anything? God.
But then once they start talking to me about what they're interested in, I'm like, okay, I'm mm-hmm. I don't yeah. know what you're
so. No, I love it. And I love our group dynamic. And I think we're all so different. And like, I love it so much. But I just think like, you're both the best. And I love you.
I love you too.
That was so hard for Adrian.
Yes.
She's like, I love you too. Oh, this is a good one. Did watching reality TV like Laguna Beach ever influence you with anything, especially with bad behavior?
I can definitely think of one thing, and I feel like it's not just from Laguna Beach, but watching like Jersey Shore and all these other reality shows is like every single time people are depicted as having so much fun when they like drink a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And like, we would naturally find alcohol, I think, in our like teen years and like young adulthood. But like, I feel like I was definitely attracted to this like life of partying. And like, whenever you go out, you want to drink like excessively so that you like have that like fun time. Mm-hmm. But that was definitely what I saw on TV, and everyone on TV had so much fun. So like, in terms of bad behavior, drinking, I feel like, is what I think mm-hmm. about.
Yeah, I think it made me feel like I needed to have a boyfriend and have him spend the night at my house. And I felt like that was normal behavior mm-hmm. For teenagers, and it really isn't. So like I definitely felt that. I also had friends that were just a little bit more advanced, I guess, than I was. So a lot of my friends were doing that stuff, I guess. And I just mm-hmm. wasn't, because I wasn't ready for it. And I think watching TV like that, and then also having some friends who were like experimenting and stuff, it was like, well, I feel like I should be doing that stuff. With drinking, it was a little less because I was like so afraid of it for some reason in high school. And half the time I didn't know that they were drinking on the show, right? I mean, I thought they were just really happy or having a good time. So, I mean, that the drinking, not so much, but definitely with like boys and like where I felt I needed to be like, oh my God, I'm not going out on dinner dates with them. Like, this is, mm-hmm. I'm so behind in life. So that definitely.
And I didn't, well, like drinking, not necessarily in high school, but it was just like whenever you went out or like went to parties, the feeling you needed to drink a lot to like have a good time and be that life of the party, like that is sort of like what I felt I saw on TV and wanted to be like.
That makes sense. Like more the Hills era then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which that makes sense because they're constantly at Les Deux.
Yes. Well, I think for one, a good influence, and I guess it could be seen as bad too, is just the fashion, just how I dressed was honestly, you know, trying to be Lauren and stuff like that. So
same. I mean, I've said it before, but yeah, I used to literally watch The Hills, and however Lauren had her hair, that's how I would wear my hair to school the next day.
Gosh, I tried to do the braid, the side braid, like badly. That is like the hardest thing to do.
It is.
To your own hair.
Kelsey was always really good at hair and makeup. She actually went to cosmetology school for a little bit. So if I wanted something, she would do it for me. I was really lucky growing up. She did my hair and makeup for like every dance. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. She's so good at it.
I'm sure braids existed before Lauren, but honestly, she created the braid for us.
The best braid. Dude,
side ponies and headbands. Like, are you kidding? I still rock it because, like, that's just my signature now because of her.
And it wasn't just, like, one type of braid. It was, like, the two. The one that, like, close to your bangs. The one that pulled to the side.
Yep.
I mean, can we talk about the actual cultural icon Lauren Conrad is. Like, every millennial girl wanted to emulate her.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
I also feel like the cat eye existed way before her, but like it was made so popular because of her.
Well, and the way she does it, I feel like, is different. I don't know. It looks more,
it's
like,
so clean.
It's so and tiny, like, and clean. Yeah, it's like classy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get her style book that she put out?
My sister got it for me for her birthday. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't have it, but I have been seeing it on TikTok lately of people like thrifting it and looking through it because the fashion's so outdated now, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll be looking through it and I'm like, well, that's still cute. Well, that's still cute. I'd still wear that. I'm like, God, I'm such a millennial. Like, it's like, I can't hide it.
I should take photos and post it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, you should. Oh my gosh.
We should do a Fashion Friday.
Yes.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Liz, that was so wholesome. I feel like we're like boyfriend drinking.
I know. I'm sorry. But that's like the first thing where my mind went.
I know. Well, remember, Liz's mom listens to the podcast and she's our number one fan. So she can't tell us everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. She already she gave me a hard time about the Spice Girls cassette tape. So
did she?
In a joking way, she was like, "I don't know where I went wrong so, like, with raising you." You know, like,
that's,
I'm sorry.
So funny. So somebody asked us, "How did you manage to get the cast on your podcast?" Well, I asked them on Instagram. I like to call myself our PR queen, but I really just asked them on Instagram and they're all very nice. Honestly, with season one, I will give a lot of credit to Alex Merrill, sweetest girl ever. She really helped us out and kind of vouched for us to the other cast members. Mm-hmm. And they started reaching back out to us and it was super awesome. And I'm so grateful for that. And some of them we just asked, we emailed or Instagrammed and asked, and they're all super nice and just pretty much living normal lives, and they were all super pumped to come on and say hi and tell you guys what they've been up to, which has been really awesome. I have loved meeting every single cast member that we've met so far. Yeah, it's been great. Do you guys have anything to say about that?
Nope. That was all you.
Candace got, yeah. Yeah,
PR queen. Yep.
On the podcast, so woo-woo.
Yay me. So the next question is kind of in the same vein. Were all the cast members you interviewed how they seemed on TV? Were they nice? And who was your favorite cast member to interview? So I guess we'll break this down a little bit. Let's start with Alex M.
I think that we, like the three of us, were very excited to interview her because she was our first. But we were also unsure, like, how she would be. Like, would she be kind of like that meaner, like, mean girl mm-hmm. that we saw on TV, or mm-hmm. would she be, like, very nice? And I think we were all so pleasantly surprised to see that she was just such a nice person. I mean, during our interview, she was even like, who else have you talked to? Oh, yeah. I'm going to send mm-hmm. out a group text and tell the other people to talk to you. And we, like, that was our first time talking to her, and she had no reason to do that for us, but she just did it.
Yeah.
So, like, she was so nice.
So nice.
And I thought that she really took accountability for all the stuff that she like did, especially like talking about Pablo and all that. So it's so clear that she's like grown so much since the show. So loved her.
She was so talkative and so responsive and just very
so chatty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very who she was on the show, like very like bubbly, just happy, like loves her life. Just a very nice person. I really enjoyed interviewing Alex M.
I remember feeling so nervous, especially because she was the first one. And then I felt like 5 minutes into it, I wasn't nervous anymore. Like she was just so cool and like normal, you know, it just
it was like talking to like girlfriends.
It was just like a friend. Yeah. I was so surprised by that. Yeah.
Even she was like, this is awesome. It's like just chatting like us girls. And like, honestly, I felt this way with a lot of the cast members, but I felt like we could truly be friends with them. Like they were just very like normal and nice, and like they're so appreciative of the fan base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy, right? Because it's your real life and people like are standing you the you were in high school. Yeah. You know, so it's got to be really weird. But I mean, they were just so nice and so gracious about it.
Yeah.
The next one is Taylor.
Was she how she seemed on TV?
I thought so. Like, I also walked away from that interview being like, she was quiet. I thought she was not as chatty as like Alex M, who we had interviewed at the beginning, but like Alex M was like very talkative, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that like, if I think about it, Taylor was, you know, like we talked about, like low-key. Not super chatty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Low key, very chill.
Mm-hmm. That is how she was.
Yeah. She was who she was.
Yeah. I mean, I think she was wearing like a hoodie. Like, she was just very, laid back. Super like
casual.
Yeah. I guess, like she was on TV, but maybe a little bit more laid back even in her adult years, I guess. Very sweet. So sweet. And Taylor's cool because she has her own, like, holistic food business, which I think is so cool. She actually does, like, testing on you to see what you're missing in your food and, like, what, like, needs change and vitamins you should be taking and stuff. And I just think that that's really awesome. And she has like 4 kids that she manages. So
yeah,
I mean, I thought she's really awesome. Super nice.
Yeah. I didn't really know what to expect from her, honestly. And no, she was great, but I don't know why I was like, is she going to be standoffish or what? I don't know why I felt that way about her. Yeah. But, no,
I think it's because she was great. Elusive. Like, we hadn't heard a lot from Taylor. I know like Alex M has made the rounds on some podcasts and we've seen her on like Back to
it's
the
because
Beach.
Kristen didn't invite her onto her podcast.
I know. It's we haven't heard from her in a while, but
yeah.
Taylor told us that they're not really friends now, which tracks, and but they're still really respectful of each other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that makes sense to me. But yeah, I think it's just because we hadn't heard from her in a while, so we weren't sure what to expect. But
exactly.
She was very, very nice. And she remembered a lot, which was nice.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
And so it was fun to ask her about Talon because she was very open about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How about Alex H?
Was she how she was on TV?
Yeah, she was for sure. Yeah, I loved her.
And I feel like she was even more open. Like, she just got like the best friend edit on the show, which she feel like gave that energy. But like, we had to film with her twice, like 2 separate days, because we like lost some audio from the first time that we recorded. And she was so nice and kind about it.
So nice.
She was so open with us and sharing stories about her dad and her experience in high school. And like, I didn't expect her to want to come on to talk about that of her life. Cause like we wouldn't have asked that about her, like being on the show and stuff like that. But she was just so open and I don't know, like, it's clear that she's been through therapy, like from like what she's talking about and stuff like that. And I love hearing from people who can like talk about their experiences through that lens. So I thought she was much better than what we saw on TV.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she missed opportunity to make her a main person. You know what I mean? Totally. I think she – and people really reacted to us getting Alex H. Like, people really love her.
Yeah.
And they don't get enough of her. And I just think it would be awesome to see her back on television in some capacity just because people really enjoy her.
Yeah.
And it was so nice of her to meet with us twice, you know, because they're busy. They have kids. They have, you know, lives and husbands and whatever. And
they don't owe us anything. Like,
they don't. Like, they're not getting paid to hang out with us. So it's just super nice of her to hang out and answer questions and do it twice, you know?
She didn't seem, like, annoyed by that or anything. She was totally cool with it.
She was super nice. And
she was awesome.
Responsive and lovely and wonderful.
I felt like we could have hung out with her, too, of, like, do you want to be my friend? You know?
I know. Afterwards, I felt that way about all of them, honestly. Like, I mean, maybe not so much Taylor, but I think our personalities are just a lot different. But everyone else, I just really felt like I could be like, let's hang out. Let's go get drinks.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
This is our DR, the desired reality.
Yes. This is our desired reality. Finally come to life.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't want to wake up from this. I like my podcast.
What about Jessica?
I think she was very true to herself. And I loved that she was so unapologetic. She was like, yeah, I sucked in high school. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated, instead of her being like, well, you know, it was just like, yeah, I did some like weird things and like that wasn't cute and I'm better now and I'm super happy with my life. And, you know, I thought that was really awesome. So yeah, I think she was very much like she was on television. I think she's just very herself, down to earth. She's just like, her vibes are like, I'm just a mom, you know? Mm-hmm. like a Texas mom.
I thought it was so funny because I felt really nervous about her too, but it was like a fun like icebreaker of how her husband was came on the feed first. Do you guys remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
And we were like, who is this man?
He was and having then, technical difficulties yeah. and the first person we saw on screen was
froze when
yeah. We were like, what?
Yeah, we thought yeah. somebody broke into our podcast room.
Yeah.
And then she appeared.
And then I felt like I was like, that kind of like took out the nervousness and we were all like laughing about yeah. it. And then it was like, okay, this is going to be fine. Yeah.
Which I'm just going to say it, Jessica, your husband is a cute. I yeah, think he's so was. Cute. So girl, you did good.
She also asked Liz about her kids at the
beginning. Yes.
Yes.
That was so cool.
He wanted to talk. Yeah. The only thing that threw me off, though, is that Jessica, in my mind, has such a California accent. And when she showed up with, like, yeah. without that accent, I was like...
She has, like, a Southern accent now.
The voice yeah. did not match the face anymore. So that...
Yeah.
Like, the way she talked was still similar, like, the cadence of how she spoke, but, like, the accent was totally different.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. That was weird.
That was weird. You're right. That was really weird.
Just unexpected, yeah.
But yeah, it was cool that she like wanted to get to know us and like mm-hmm. who yeah. we were and like was asking us questions. And I was texting with her a little bit just for promotional purposes and stuff. And she was just so sweet. It made me feel like I could text her just like any old time and say, hey,
yeah.
Just because she was so nice. I mean, Jessica was my favorite to interview just because I love her so much and she's like one of my favorite cast members, but I loved interviewing everybody. I am so mm-hmm. appreciative that they wanted to come on. Everybody was so great, but if I had to gun to my head choose my favorite person to interview would be Jessica.
I'd say a tie between Jessica and Alex H. I mean, it's like I want to say all of them, but yeah, if I had to choose, it'd be one of them.
And I think like all of us said this, we can't really choose because like they were all our favorites, but I think
yeah.
I'm excited for Alex M only because that was our first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really exciting. Oh my God. Do you guys remember when she DM'd us back?
Oh my gosh. It was like 11 o'clock at night. Or
oh
something.
My God. It was the best. Too.
Yeah.
So exciting. Oh my gosh. But I just want to say thank you again to those lovely ladies that came on our podcast. It was absolutely amazing to have them on and I'm forever appreciative and I never ever ever in a million years thought that they would want to come on my podcast, my little baby podcast. So I mean, it's a big deal and I'm so grateful and thankful that I started this and that Liz, Adrian and I are connected like forever now. And like, even if this goes yep. nowhere, we have this such cool experience of actually meeting and talking to our favorite reality show cast members. So I mean, I think the overall experience is amazing, but I thank those cast members for coming on.
Yeah.
And being the first.
Yes.
Just wondered what your take on Whitney's View/recap is. So if you guys don't know, Whitney Port is doing a rewatch podcast and she has done, I think, Laguna Beach season 1 and 2 and The Hills?
And 3. She's done 3 too.
Oh, she did 3 too. Okay.
She did The Hills. Did The City, and she's now moved on to like other reality shows.
Okay, wow. So basically she's doing what we're doing.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I know it's on YouTube and I see clips here and there, but I personally haven't watched much of it.
I haven't either.
I love Timmy and Whitney's like rewatch podcast. So it was big during COVID and it was such a nice thing to look forward to when they released their episodes during COVID because like we were home so much and it was just like it was like blah outside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the first time that we met Timmy on camera. Like, I think people knew of who he was through her Instagram and stuff like that, but he really got to show his full personality through the YouTube series. And he's just such a funny and caring husband to Whitney. And it's like their relationship to watch on camera is also super cute. Whitney doesn't remember a lot about the show, though, like her experience of filming The Hills and the City. So I think like that was a little frustrating to listen to, because I was like, I just want the tea. Like, what happened here? But like, she didn't remember a lot of it. And so they were just watching as like as if she wasn't even on the show. But I thought that their inside jokes that they had with their viewers, the merch that they put out, all of the bits that they talked about, because I think Timmy was a producer on The City. That's how he actually met Whitney, filmed The City. So like the inside scoop that they had from like being as part of production and stuff like that was really interesting to listen to. I tried continuing the recap when they moved on to other TV shows, but I just felt like I wasn't as connected with them when they were watching other TV shows. So I haven't continued, but I did watch their entire like Laguna Beach, Hills, City rewatch.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. Does she give a lot of like tea on The Hills or not really?
No, because she talks about how like she actually didn't really hang out with them on The Hills. Like she was past Lauren's friend that like went to fashion school or like was more of her like work friend. So in reality, she actually didn't really hang out with them.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That tracks.
She was the recap friend. Like Lauren would go to work the next day and recap everything that happened the night before.
Yeah.
So what did you do last night?
Yes. Timmy's really funny though. Like you would watch it and love Timmy.
Oh, probably. Okay. I gotta give it a watch. A genuine watch.
Me too.
Yeah.
Opinions on Misha Barton and The Hills New Beginnings reboot.
Did you guys watch it?
No.
I watched some of it, yeah.
I did, because I was so excited, but it was not the same Hills that we like loved. Because everyone was, so like Spencer's whole complaint about The Hills New Beginnings is that the cast members were hiding their real lives. They weren't willing to put their real lives on TV anymore because they knew how much like hate and tension and all that that they got from like being on The Hills for the first time. So they really guarded like what they showed on TV.
Mm-hmm.
New Beginnings was so freaking boring because they really didn't show anything. They would show them at parties and just like talking and having conversations, but like nothing was really happening. I feel like I liked Brandon, who was Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's son.
Yeah, son.
Oh.
They had him on the show, and I feel like because he was young and he had never been on reality TV before, he opened up a little bit more about his life and was willing to show more. So, like, he was really interesting. And Misha Barton, okay.
So random.
Really cool idea, though, because, like, The OC was basically the reason why Laguna Beach started. So, like, to have her on the show is actually genius. But Misha Barton did not want to share anything about her
life. She was so boring.
So, you know, Spencer is right. Like, the show got canceled because nobody wanted to live their authentic life on camera.
Yeah, she was so boring. I watched, like, maybe 4 episodes total. But she was so boring, and I was like, what is the point of adding her if she's not, like, doing anything? And honestly, the only entertaining people on The New Beginnings was Spencer and Heidi, because they were the only people who were, like, they know reality TV, so they, like, knew how to be inflammatory, and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And so they were the only people that were even slightly entertaining. I was so over Brody and his wife drama. I was, like, so over it. Brody Jenner, the older he gets, the more I can't stand him.
Isn't that weird? I was just thinking about that. On The Hills, he was like the hot guy and everyone loved him.
Yeah.
And he's like a complete different person. And I think he went through a lot when his dad transitioned.
Yeah.
And I think it like changed him. He was like a different person after that, because you see Brody, like if you're a reality TV person, you see Brody like on the Kardashians, you see him like on The Hills New Beginnings, like there's like a course for Brody, right? Like you see him weave throughout different shows, and he honestly became a different person after that, and he just seems bitter and angry. Like I don't know, he was like mean to Caitlyn, and I didn't like appreciate it, and so I don't know, it was just a weird show. It was weird, the whole thing was weird. And I was like, this isn't The Hills because Lauren's not on it. They should have called it something else.
Yeah,
I think without Lauren it just isn't anything, and I've always felt that way. I felt that way when she left the show the first time. I don't think it can go anywhere without Lauren. She was like the normal one holding things together, kind of. So I just thought that was weird to do it without Lauren, even like a Lauren cameo. And like, I know she's not interested in reality TV anymore, but it was just weird. And I watched probably like 4 episodes total. The most I remember is like Heidi standing in her like super high heels in the kitchen with a glass of wine.
Yes.
And talking to Spencer. And I was just like, I can't. I'm out. I'm out. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
And they're not young anymore. Like, you know?
Yeah. I remember wanting to watch it and then I didn't after I heard how bad it was. And also, didn't they try to do the Audrina Justin Bobby drama again? And when I heard that, I was like, I'm not watching that.
Embarrassing,
like,
right? I know.
Yeah. And so that's why I didn't.
No loss. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Yeah.
It's, I mean, if you're really bored.
If you're really bored, go take a nap. Like,
yeah.
Better use of your time.
Don't yeah. off. Yeah.
Okay, Adrian has spoken. She put the hammer down.
That's from someone who actually watched it. So
yeah, I mean, yeah. I believe you. I watched about 4 episodes, and I was like, no. So
yeah.
Will you be doing a podcast for the 3rd season of Laguna Beach with the cast members as well?
Yes.
Yes and yes. We always planned to do season 3 from the beginning. People were really excited about that. So, mm-hmm. yes. And yes, we are reaching out to cast members and we'll let you know who we get.
We're going to take a little break in the summertime between seasons 2 and 3 of our recap, but we will be back in August with season 3. So look out for us then. We are planning to do one fun episode, we haven't decided on the name yet, but we're calling it Mixed Drinks with Millennial TV amongst ourselves. So we're going to make like a cocktail or two on like a Friday night or something and just kind of like chat with each other and catch up in the summer. And we'll release that as a
bonus episode.
Special summer episode.
Bridge, yeah. The Bridge seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah. It's going to be like a happy hour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Come join us, bring a cocktail and listen. And maybe we could do a video too, and then they can watch too.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What?
Then we have to put on makeup, you guys.
Yeah, but it's Friday.
Fine. Okay, let's not promise.
It's gonna be nighttime.
Yeah. Let's not go over.
Adrian's like, I want to look like shit. Oh, man. Okay, last question. What are you doing after season 3 of Laguna Beach? We're doing The Hills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why this podcast started. I wanted to rewatch The Hills. And before I started my like annual rewatch, I started a podcast. So I'm super excited because I've put off rewatching The Hills for a good bit.
Yeah, same.
And I'm excited, and yeah, that's the whole reason I started this podcast. But you always have to do, like, if you watch shows like me, you always have to start with the prequel, right? I mean, it's the only way to do it. So yeah, of course we'll be doing full recaps of The Hills, and it will be the same show you know and love, but different recaps. So I'm super excited for that.
And we'd always talked about doing some like other shows or like, you know, 2-3 episodes on like other stuff like that. So there is still like Newport Harbor. What's the other one after Newport?
What was that other one that was like they showed the commercial for it on the
Eighth and Ocean?
Eighth and Ocean. Yeah, there's that one.
Eighth and Ocean. Like if there are any other related shows or just those that you guys think that we'll love, you know, send it our way, because we've always thought about doing like a 2-3 episode recap of like an entire season of another show or something. Mm-hmm. So that could be fun. That could still be really fun to do.
Yeah, I think we might do that interspersed within The Hills and maybe even a little bit before, just for funsies and to break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So
we will hate ourselves watching The Hills because there's going to be so much Spencer in our lives.
I know. Oh, I know. Oh, we have to do... I have to do some funsy stuff on the side. But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions of things you want us to recap, send it our way. You can email us or Instagram us, but we are always open to suggestions and fan or listener comments and questions. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Getting a little big for my britches. So yeah, definitely let us know if there's anything that you want us to recap that you're just so excited to hear our opinions on. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for Laguna Beach season 2 and our listener Q&A. We love you guys and can't wait to spend another season hanging with you starting Tuesday, August 13th, season 3. Don't miss it. And don't forget to join your favorite millennials for more Laguna Beach fun.
And stay tuned for Mixed Drinks with Millennial TV.
Stay tuned.
We'll be back.
Thank you for tuning in to Millennial TV. If you like what you hear, we do this every week, so please subscribe or follow anywhere you podcast. We love hearing from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That is millennialtev@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram.